The first step is to be able to become aware. Once we are aware and our mind is with ourself, then we can do wisdom practice and learn the truth of this body and mind. But we have to be able to become aware first. See the body and mind as they are. It'll be able to help us to eliminate the defilements step by step. The subtle defilements are the enemies of wisdom, especially ignorance. Ignorance, the opposite of wisdom. Like the ignorance that there is a me. Once we have the ignorance there's a me, that means there are others. And then we have enemies out of them. We can hate them, have other defilements come up. So if we have ignorance, that is the father and mother of all the defilements. And then the defilements come in to support that, and we have a stronger sense of a self, a bigger ego. The greed is like the child of ignorance. And then once we don't get what we want, then anger arises, or dosa arises as another defilement. So if we have ignorance, then we have greed. We have a separate self and we want stuff. And then once we want stuff and we don't get it, we get dosa, the aversion and anger come up. So we have to get lost first. We need ignorance, we have to get delusion. We have to get lost first. And then the other defilements arise. If we aren't ignorant that there is a self, for example, if we understand that there isn't a self, and there aren't others, then why are we going to be angry at anyone? Happiness of the world is not a peaceful happiness. Right? We can say it's happy to have a girlfriend, but what kind of happiness is it? It's a busy happiness, isn't it? We have to keep doing things to keep the happiness going. And defilements make us do many different behaviors in order to try and be happy. The real enemy of happiness are the defilements. They're in the way of a peaceful happiness. When there isn't the defilements present, there is a peaceful happiness. When we get what we want, we get nice objects for the senses, like a nice song. We can be happy from the song, but then we're the slave of the song. We need the song for that happiness, or we need our dogs or our cats or our girlfriend. We become the slave of the dogs, cats, or our girlfriend, because they're the holders of our happiness. It's a burden to have happiness through other things and other people. It's not real happiness when we rely on things. The word santi, or peace, is a characteristic of nirvana. It's one of the names for nirvana. Nirvana is the highest happiness. So from our practice, we come to make we come in contact with nirvana, the highest happiness. See, a monk sees, if a monk sees that people that aren't monks are happy, then they'll want to not be a monk and disrobe so that they can be happy like lay people. But if they see that lay people aren't happy, it's not real happiness, then they won't want to disrobe. It looks like lay people are happy because they get what they want. They want to eat at night, they can eat at night. They want to sleep in, they can sleep in with anything they want to eat. They can just, or buy, they can just go and eat it and buy it. The monks don't have that choice. But there is suffering of having, and there's suffering of having not, of not having. Right? We suffer because if we don't have the basic minimum needs, that's really suffering. But then, you know, if we need to have friends and have lots of fun with them, and then we don't have the friends, then we suffer. But for a real practitioner, if we don't have friends to go out and have friends with, we're happy. It's more peaceful. Defilements are pushing us to struggle and need this and need that all the time. If we're not a student of the Buddha, then we're still looking for other things and other beings and other people to make us happy. Like some religions have to give offerings to different higher beings, trying to make the higher beings have happiness, right? It's a burden and a responsibility. We're trying to make other beings happy. Or God. We have to do what God wants, or else God will be angry with us. So there's a burden, a responsibility hiding in other religions. But Buddhism is about learning to be happy within ourselves without relying on anyone or anything. Our enemies are the defilements within, that's all. So we have to be able to get familiar with these defilements, see them, see who they are inside, and then we'll be able to fight them. We have to get to know these defilements, our enemies. Otherwise, we lose to them. We don't know where they are. We don't know how they work. We don't know what results come out of the defilements. If we don't know any of these things, we're really in trouble. Usually we think we have trouble or anger because of this person, because of that situation. We're not seeing that actually our mind is in pain, not peaceful, because of our own defilements. That's why. Blaming other people and other things, not seeing our own defilements. So we never get to fix the problem if we don't see the defilements. So our duty is to, our job is to fight these defilements. Where are these defilements? They're in our heart and nowhere else. They're not at the foot, they're not at the abdomen, they're not at the breath, they're not at the hands. People who watch the breath, know the breath, they're not going to think they're going to beat the defilements one day. They won't, because that's not where the defilements are. If you're watching your feet or your abdomen, are you going to defeat the defilements? No, that's not where they are. Or we do some nice meditation and we feel nice and happy and we're pleased with our meditation. That's a defilement, being pleased with our meditation. It's called greed or lust towards the form or the formless. meditations. There are only three defilements, categories: moha, lopa, and dosa. When we want something, we want to pull it in towards us, or we love someone and we want them to come towards us. When we see an enemy, do we want to pull them toward us? Only if we're going to put our knee in the way and hit them in the head. No, we want to push them away. So the raka, or the greed defilement, we're pulling things towards us, and the dosa, or anger, aversion defilement, we're pushing things away. And then moha, the delusion defilement, is harder to see. It's not knowing, not being able to see, not be able to know what different objects are. That's moha, or delusion. It's the hardest one to see. A scattered or busy mind is delusion, or moha defilement. It's harder to see. It's easier to see when we go out into the world and we're not pleased with something, then the aversion or anger defilement will come up. It's easier to see. Or we are out in the world and we see something we're pleased with and we like, and then greed or clinging comes up. Easier to see. But moha is difficult. Lopa, or greed, is more difficult to see than anger, but easier to see than moha. The really high levels of moha, or delusion, is loving peace and loving jhana. It looks really good. That type of greed is one that looks really good, but it's really subtle. It's a very subtle defilement. We can know that whenever the mind doesn't feel fresh, stressed, irritated, we'll feel uncomfortable. If we're feeling uncomfortable, that'll be a mind that arises with aversion or anger in it. It's an unwholesome state of mind. And there will be suffering of heart that comes up with aversion or anger. So when we have dosa, this aversion or anger, there'll be suffering along with it always. Whenever we think of somebody, we usually think about people because we hate them or because we love them. When we think of the ones that we love, sometimes we think of them and we feel happy, sometimes we think of them and we have suffering. When we think about them and we have suffering, we'll have aversion. When we think about them and we feel pleasant or happy, then the mind have greed in it. But it might also be a wholesome mind. So it's not certain. If the mind is happy, it's not certain that it's a wholesome mind. It might have greed in it. But if the mind has suffering in it, it certainly has dosa, or aversion in it. So if we're not able to see the dosa, instead we can see the feeling that comes up with dosa, like, for example, the feeling of discomfort or displeased. The way to practice is to let the mind make contact with objects in the world through the eyes, the nose, the ears, the tongue, the body, and thoughts. When the eyes make contact with objects, or the ears make contact with sounds, when the eyes make contact with things in the world, do we see them all the time? No, we don't always see. Sometimes we're just lost in our thoughts and we don't even see what what happened in front of us. The mind in that moment didn't arise at the eye, so we didn't see the objects. When our mind wanders off, sometimes there are sounds, but we didn't hear them, did they? Did we? It's because the mind wandered away, it didn't arise at the ear, and we didn't hear. So the thing that makes us be able to see or hear or taste or smell or feel textures is the mind. If there isn't a mind there, then we don't sense the contact. If a dead person has ears and eyes and these things but doesn't see or hear, because there isn't a mind that is arising in these places to make the contact with the outside. So once we make sense contact, different defilements will arise in the heart. So sometimes we're totally enjoying something. There's defilements there, but we don't see them. They're hard to see because we're just busy in enjoying a song or enjoying something in the world. But then while we're busy enjoying something and then somebody nudges us or hits us by, you know, bumps into us, right? Then anger or aversion will arise. And then we get angry at them. We get angry at them. Our mind goes out to them. Not looking at ourselves, but immediately blame the others. But instead what we do is we come and see that the anger has come up in our heart. So we let the senses make contact with the world, and then we see what arises in our heart from there. So irritable people, anger will arise often. And greedy people, wanting will come up a lot. It says, who here is an irritable, easy to anger person? Raise your hand. And then when they did, he said, oh, these are the people that came from hell. Who's greedy people? Put up your hand. So you're the hungry ghosts. Some people, when I said, are you a greedy person, and you raised your hand, and then I said, you're a ghost, you put your hand down right away. Why'd you do that? Didn't look good enough, did it? Greedy, angry, lost. None of them are good. We can't choose which one of them comes up at any particular time, but whatever our habits and personality is, that's the one that's going to come up. Out of habit. Right? People that are easy to anger get angry often. People easy to be greedy get greedy often. People that have busy, wandering, or daydreamy minds, that's what will happen often. So who thinks you're greedy as your main trait? Who thinks that you're more angry as your main trait? Who thinks that the mind wanders off the most? Those that said that their mind is a wanderer more than anything, that's really good because it's hard to see that one. That's the hardest one to see of the three. So let's let our tongue, our ears, our eyes, body, nose make contact with the world and sense the objects, and then see what arises in our heart. And it depends on our particular demeanor what defilements will arise most. Right? People that are irritable, they see something, they get angry, they hear something, they get angry, they just think something, get angry. Right? Even you're talking on the phone, and then your friend's talking too quiet. Friends talking too quiet, angry at them. Why are they talking too quiet? Then they start talking loud. Why are they talking too loud? It's easy to irritable, easy to anger.
หรือจิตเป็นโทสะทำไมถูกตรงนี้แล้วจิตเป็นโทสะขี้เหนียวไม่อยากใช้นี่งั้นตระหนี่เนี่ยเป็นตระกูลโทสะ
So being cheap is in the aversion category. When you feel that you're being stingy, that's an aversion defilement. You don't want that. Give something back to the people you owe them. You feel that stinginess come up. So if you have eyes, use them. If you have ears, use them. If you have a mind, think.Or you have a tongue, taste things, but once that happens, once we touch things with the hands, then the mind will wander off, will get lost. And then once the mind gets lost, if we're able to see it, then the following defilements won't come up. But if we get lost in thought and we don't know it, then what happens next are...the defilements of greed and aversion. Most people aren't able to see the subtle greed and the subtle anger. That's okay. You don't have to try and search and find them. Don't sit there and watch and try to find subtle defilements. Just let them come up naturally. Usually it's only the bigger anger and the bigger greed that we're able to see, and that's okay.So who has anger aversion when they're listening to me speak? Let's listen to the gong. Anybody have greed when they're listening to the gong? No, everybody's just holding their mind still, scared to have defilements. When the eye sees, defilements can arise.The ears hear, defilements can arise. Same is true for smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Some people practice to not think. The mind will just sort of be empty in that.But there's still delusion there, but not able to see it. Don't try to cut off the mind. Don't try to stop it from thinking. Don't try to stop the eyes from seeing, or the ears from hearing, or the tongue from tasting. Just get to know the defilements that arise because of sense contact. We'll feel that greed because there's a pulling towards, there's a wanting to be, wanting to keep, or maintain, wanting to get.And if there's aversion, then we want things to stop, we want things to go away, we want things to leave. So for new people, pay attention and notice, get to know this greed, get to know this aversion. The lost or delusion, ignorance, the moha, defilement, it's a little bit harder to see, we have to practice.It's a little harder. We need to have a meditation object, like saying Budo, Budo, and noticing the mind that goes off to think again and again. We get to see the mind that is busy or scattered. So these are our enemies, the defilements. There are only three. It's not that tough. There are only three. Moha, Lopa, and Dosa. And if we're able to triumph over these three defilements, we get to be an Arahant.And what are the weapons, the tools to fight the defilements? There are three as well. Morality, mental training, or samadhi, and wisdom. We fight dosa with morality. And first, the big ones.If we want to harm people, kill people, kill animals, they're, or even wanting to sacrifice animals, kill them for gods. That's a high, high level of delusion and ignorance. There's a lot of moha involved in that. So get to see and know the defilements well, get familiar with them. At first we'll just notice the coarser defilements, and then we'll be able to notice the subtler ones. At first we have to be really angry to know. And then when we're able to notice, the bigger defilements, then slowly we'll start to notice the more subtle ones automatically. Like, first we notice when we're really angry, then we'll be able to notice just seeing something is a little anger, hearing something a little anger. We'll notice the seriousness of how often we're angry, even get angry at ourselves. It seems like there's a lot of people who get angry at themselves and get angry a lot here. Let's see when we go to eat now. One moment we'll be greedy. We'll see something, we want to eat that. And then we get angry. Oh, somebody else took what we wanted. They butted in front of us. Right? So notice when we go out there, we'll just see the real stuff that happens. We'll see the greed happening, the anger happening, the greed happening, the anger. First there'll be contact with the world, and then the greed and the anger all happen. The getting lost in thoughts, the delusion, that's a little harder, subtler, but we'll be able to see that by having a meditation object and then seeing the mind leaving it. There's also another type of getting lost or in delusion, and that's when our mind moves towards a meditation object. That's a little harder to see. So we can practice a mantra like Budo, Budo, notice the mind, get off, leave the meditation object, and go to think. We don't stop the mind from thinking, but we get to see and get familiar with the defilement. So the mind, this is enough, sufficient to practice the Dhamma. We see the mind has greed, we know it. I mean, the mind doesn't have greed, we know it. The mind is angry, we know it. Not angry, we know it. Has delusion, we know it. Doesn't have delusion, we know it. This is enough to become, to enlighten. Some people believe that you don't have to notice the mind or watch the mind. You can just watch the body to enlighten. And that's only true to a certain extent. You can practice by watching the body, but when the nirvana happens, it happens at the mind. When enlightenment happens, it happens at the mind. So let's go eat and notice the defilements that arise. Somebody buds in front of us. The anger arises. We see something we want, greed arises. Watching this, we'll profit very much in the way of Dhamma. We'll start to understand. We'll see those defilements, and later we won't be fooled by them. We'll see our enemy. We'll be able to practice wisdom. If we don't know our true enemies, we don't know ourselves, we don't have morality, samadhi, or wisdom, there's be no enlightenment. We don't know ourselves, we won't get anywhere. Who here has a good moral standard? Who doesn't? Put up your hands. It's good that you know so. Some people are not moral, but they think that they are. Or or don't want to admit it. They want to save face rather than loving themselves over Dhamma. Get to know your own demeanor. See how good or evil you really are. Get to know these defilements. That means getting to know yourself, seeing what's good inside you, what's weak, what your weaknesses and strengths are. Okay, time to eat.